the blues of the night, with the gold of the day. Someone waits for me.
This is Ken Carpenter welcoming you to Philco Radio Time, produced and transcribed in Hollywood with John Scott Trotter as orchestra and chorus, Gitch Henderson, Peggy Lee, and Bing's guest, Groucho Marx. And now here's your friendly credit tuner, Painless Crosby.
Painless. Thank you, Ken, for what I don't know, but thank you. We open up tonight with an arrangement of Rainy Night in Rio. This thing is really a pimmit. Is it agreed then, gentlemen?
What do they do on a rainy night in Rio? What do they do when there is no starry sky? Where do they go when they can't go for a walk? Do they stay home and talk? Or do they sit and sigh? What do they do on a rainy night in Rio? How can they stand on the sand beside the sea? Maybe the girl wants a tender kiss and yell. How tender can you get when you're beneath a wet palm tree? What do they do in Mississippi? When skies are drippy. What do they do when it's murky? Coming right up Albuquerque. What do they do in old Altoona when the moon above ain't bright? Well, that's what they do in Rio on rainy nights. What do they do on a rainy night in Rio? What do they do when there is no starry sky? Where do they go when they can't go for a walk?
Do they stay home and talk?
Or do they sit and sigh? How can the guy meet a sweetheart by the sea? Maybe the girl wants a tender kiss and go. How tender can you get when you're beneath a west palm tree? And what do they do out here on Pico?
They Pico.
And what do they do when smog is lower? On Figueroa. And what do they do in Colorado when the shadow turns to light? Well, that's what they do in Rio de Janeiro on a rainy night.
Very good, Johnny.
Jolly.
Very nice. Mm-hmm. But I do wish Peggy Lee would sing her number.
Why? Peggy thinking something about Philco?
No, but the title of her tune is It's Just My Kind. That certainly applies to Philco radios and Philco radio phonographs.
There we go again.
They're everybody's kind.
I don't know of any tune called It's Just My Kind. Peggy?
Yes, Dean?
What are you singing tonight?
He's Just My Kind.
He's Just My Kind. Yeah, I wish it was It instead of He's.
Ken, we'll just have to talk about boy radios tonight.
Okay, I'll do that. Boy, oh boy, what a powerhouse that new Philco portable is.
Miss Peggy Lee will now sing He's Just My Kind.
Just a minute, please. On second thought, bring that deck of that boy radio stuff. But I think how that great little Philco portable gets you stations that are hard to tune in, even on big sets, I feel like blowing myself.
Oh, for heaven's sake, when do you get home?
the Husky He-Man Portable, rugged enough to stand plenty of traveling. Sure, it's small and compact, but that only means it's handy to travel with. And wait till you hear that rich tone, that its performance is out of this world. Plays on trains, plays on planes. Requires no...
Mighty sweet.
Thanks, Dean.
Oh, it's nothing. I'd say that to any deserving kid. And if I might add, you're not only deserving, but a very beautiful creature.
Yes, she is a beautiful creature. Not a bad-looking woman, either.
If it isn't Groucho, the fun-loving Mark.
No applause, please. I'm not here as an actor. I'm here as a barrister.
Mm-hmm.
My card, Crosby. Read it and get it back. I don't want to spoil the deck.
Hey, quite a law firm you have. Mulholland, Crenshaw, Adams, Fairfax, Worcester, and Los Angeles. Where do you come in?
Between Melrose and Franklin on the streetcar.
Where's your office?
On the streetcar I came up here on. And if you think having a motorman for a secretary is any fun, you just try it sometime. Couldn't even get him to take off his gloves.
Now, let's get down to business, Crosby. My client, Miss Wartcrunchel, is suing you for $50,000.
Now, wait a minute.
All right, we'll settle for
$40,000. $40,000?
You haven't got it on you. I have the wrong Crosby, and I understand there is a wrong Crosby.
104% right.
You must mean Brother Everett, but
I don't mean Gummo.
Before I part with this kind of tin, don't you think it would be All right, or would you consider me impertinent?
Pertinent.
It would, that's quite a word here. Pertinent.
You want to shorten it down and try a different way?
I'm doing a small duality on this word. Would I be impertinent if I asked you why?
Very well, but only one question to a defendant. That took care of my answer. Now answer this. Answer this question. Did you or did you not drive recklessly down Hollywood Boulevard on your way to the studio this afternoon?
No, I drove very cautiously down Sunset.
42 paid witnesses can't be wrong. You came down Hollywood Boulevard, and when you turned on the Vine Street, you splashed mud all over my client.
Mud? Where would you get mud on Vine Street?
I get it from a fellow who's got a dirty mind. Never mind where I get my mud, and you were driving recklessly.
What was I driving?
It was either a Cadillac convertible or a Philco console. But that's not important.
You don't know my sponsor.
I don't know any sponsor, and if I did, I'd have a show of my own. Phil Harris has two shows. What have I got? An office on a streetcar and a bucket full of mud.
I don't want to get entangled with any litigation here, so produce your plan. If she can identify me, I'll be glad to make reparations. But frankly, I don't think she has a leg to stand on.
Frankly, I don't know. I've never seen her in a short dress. Oh, Miss Crunchwattle.
The name? The name is Wart Crunchwattle, Mr. Giesler.
Did you tell her you were Jerry Giesler?
Get a much bigger fee that way, yeah. And if you keep your mouth shut and pay off, I'll split it with you, Crosby. Now, Miss Wart Crunchwattle, what's your first name?
Lana.
Lana? Lana, what a hollow mockery, yeah? Is Crosby here the man who splashed you?
Yes, that's the man. He was wearing a gray Homburg hat, a frock coat, an ascot tie, striped trousers, and hats.
Boy, have you got the wrong man.
Don't be too sure. Now, Lana, when this man passed you in his car, was he also wearing a diamond stick pin?
I'm not sure. About that time, if you remember, you hit me in the face with the mud.
This entire case is a fraud. If I were wearing a frock coat and spats on Vine Street, I'd have more now, wouldn't I?
Not necessarily. I was wearing a nightgown last night, but I haven't got it on now.
It's a matter of opinion.
You threw your suit away so you couldn't be identified.
I did not.
Then why are you standing there in your underwear?
Not my underwear. I bought it from Ma Perkins.
Must be mighty breezy right now around the old gal, huh?
Wait a minute. You can't even prove that this girl was standing on the corner.
Not only can I prove that she was standing there, but I'll prove that she was stamping her feet.
What is she stamping her feet for?
She was sending them to Sears Roebuck to get a new pair of shoes. How we fought over that joke, huh?
Wish I'd have won. If you'll dismiss the whole thing, I'll be glad to buy a new dress for this charming young lady.
Charming young lady? I'll lay you 8 to 5. She's none of the three.
What about my damages?
You've got enough damages. What you need is repairs.
All right, then. Shall we say $45, Groucho?
$45? That won't even keep me in saddle soap for my briefcase. Crosby, between you and Mother Nature, you've ruined this young girl's life. Huh? And this girl is an Ingrid Bergman by a long shot. And speaking of long shots, Lana, I'm afraid you'll never make the bridal pass.
Well, what about Lionel?
Lionel? Who's he?
The man she was betrothed to. She was going to marry this afternoon.
The plot thickens. She was on her way downtown to get married. As a matter of fact, she was waiting for my office to come by.
For 20 years, I've been trying to track Lionel.
Think of how this will sound in front of a jury, Crosby, if they're still awake.
20 years she waits to snag a man, and when she finally gets him cornered, you splash mud on her and he jilts her.
Oh, I'm a beast.
Speaking of beef, let's get back to my client. 20 long years she waited for Lionel.
Well, where was he all that time?
He was in bed with a very bad haircut. He got mixed up in a clip joint. And now, because of you, this girl will have to spend the rest of her life sitting at home twiddling her thumbs. And there's nothing more disgusting than a pair of twiddle thumbs.
Now, hold on.
I'd like to see Skitch Henderson play the piano with twiddle thumbs. I'd like to see a Turby play that way. Come to think of it, I'd like to see a Turby. He owes me 20 smackers.
20 smackers. Well, now, that's a nice round figure, and that's just what I'm going to give you.
And that's just what I'm going to take.
Oh, no, you won't. You said we'd hook coffee for plenty.
That's the trouble with you girls around Hollywood, framing celebrities, splashing mud on your dress, hiring a cheap, diced a lawyer. Now, go before I set the dogs on you. But before you go, I want to say one thing to you. You owe me 85 cents for the mud.
Idea.
Well, I've got another idea. I'm going south.
Oh, goody. We'll go together.
Skip it. I'll go west.
Wait a minute. I'll get my hat and go with you.
Mr. Horace Greeley was no fool. I'm sure that you agree with me that Greeley was no fool.
But he is getting out. Is that Mr. Greeley is no fool?
The wisdom of the man can be denied by none, for he's the one who says. Before you go to Buffalo, to Baltimore, or Borneo, Eastern Pennsylvania, or Sudan,
go west, young man.
If you go to that land, sonny, you will have a lot of money if you bring the money with you when you come
to the Horn Prairie. Yippee-yee.
Before you read a travel ad or scamper off to Trinidad, to Albany, New York, or Yucatan,
go west, young man.
In the East they live on donuts, in the West the natives grow nuts, and I'll guarantee you donuts if you come
to the Horn Prairie. Yippee-yi.
A cowboy's gal is a real true pal. She will sing to him right all along. You can ride a bucking bronco or a pony. You can cut a calf in half and make baloney.
Go west, young man. Go right out there and give the best you can.
Don't beat, don't go north, don't go south, have a care.
Don't go up, don't go down, don't go here, don't go there. If it's true what they say about Dixie,
go west, young man.
Go out and till the soil there. Dig for gold and you'll find a lair where the crow flies as the snow flies. So, at home, if you are fond of hunting, there's no place that can compare. You may not bag a lion or a tiger or a bear,
but if you want a jackass, there are plenty of them there.
Go west, young man. We suggest you go west, young man.
The judges there are very fair, they always are, of course. A cowboy and his missus went to court for a divorce.
The cowboy got the children and the missus got the horse.
Go west, young man.
Thanks, Dr.
To make a living.
Very gay, very gay. Thanks, Gotcha. Now, if you'll just stand by, I'll haul off and sing a little song.
Oh, what's the name?
Crosby.
Glad to know you. Say, aren't you in pictures?
Well, in a way. Have you seen Blue Skies?
Not for weeks. I live in downtown Los Angeles.
Can I show that I do? You think I don't get blue? Oh, but I do. Though I get light-hearted too. First I'm singing, then I'm sighing, then I'm flying high above. You think I don't know why, oh, but I do. I know that it's you I love.
You know, Bingo, when you sing, you send me. That song got me as far as Chicago. Sing another one quick. I've got a luncheon date tomorrow in Jersey City.
Well, it's about time for Peggy Lee and me to sing a duet. Do you think that'll do the trick?
Do a jump tune. I'll accompany you on my pogo stick.
I said he was the best man who ever knocked on my door.
He said I was the best man the fella she waited for.
I said he was the best man at dancing. Nobody can deny the way it seems to be nothing. He was rich like number one guy.
But then she met my best friend, knocked him right off his chair. But still I was worried, 'cause the best man always wins.
The way it all turned out, there was no doubt that he was best man in the end.
Yes, I was the best man when she married my best friend.
But when I met his boyfriend, he knocked me right off my feet. They said I was worried, 'cause the best man always wins.
The way it all turned out, there was no doubt that I was best man in the end.
Yes, he was the best man when I married his best friend.
Could it be Trotter? 'Cause he's the best man, the best man in the end.
Thank you, Peggy. And now shall we hear from Cisco's best man?
St. Valentine's Day comes up this weekend, a surefire cue for parties and dancing. And the surefire formula to make your party a solid click is plenty of new dance records and Philco's new 1201. This exclusive Philco invention is the easiest radio phonograph in the world to spin a record on, combining a fine radio with a revolutionary new type of phonograph. No fussing with lids, controls, phone arms, and needles. All you do is slide your record in, and it plays automatically.
Wait a minute. Say, Bing, if Philco is so smart, why do they always make a radio with a loudspeaker? Why don't they invent a radio with a soft speaker? Or a radio with no speaker at all for people that like silence?
Now, wait a minute. Hold on, Groucho. Philco has come up with some pretty smart inventions.
I once knew a lady inventor, and I'll always be grateful to him for inventing ladies.
Your pal has invented, ladies, Groucho. Let's keep him happy with the Philco 1201. You can't top it as a Valentine gift for your best girl or your teenage youngster. Ask your Philco dealer for the 1201. It's the newest invention in radio from Philco, the leader.
Now, Skip Henderson will toddle over to the piano to sign away.
Take another stroll with the old lamplighter.
made the night a little brighter wherever he would go. The old lamplighter of long, long ago, his snowy hair was so much whiter beneath the candle glow. The old lamplighter of long, long ago, you'd hear the patter of his feet as he came traveling down the street. His smile would hide a lonely heart, you see. If there were sweethearts in the fire, he'd pass the lamp and leave it dark, remembering the days that used to be. For he recalls some dreams renewed. He loved someone who loved him too, who walked with him alone in memory. He made the night a little brighter wherever he would go. The old lamplighter of long, long ago. Understand the reason why the little stars at night are all aglow. He turns them on when night is near, turns them off when dawn is new. The little man we loved so long ago.
Before going out into the night in search of Elsie, I would like to say...
Elsie, you don't mean the cow, do you, man?
No.
Elsie, she got a friend?
No, it isn't the girls out here. It's a drink that I kind of go for. Lime cola, Elsie, you see.
Oh, well, speaking of going
for
things
in the morning, huh?
Oh, I see, huh?
Yeah.
And the moon at night, I want to tell you how much I enjoyed your broadcast with Al Jolson.
You liked it, huh?
Yes, sir. Tell me, who did the singing for you boys?
I stood in for ourselves that night, Groucho. And as a matter of fact, we're going to knock another show together pretty soon.
Well, I can't knock that. Say, Bing, and incidentally, I'm doing an awful lot of Lyons' straight stuff here tonight.
Documentary.
Yes,
it's all
I might
important.
Just as well be Ken Carpenter. I understand Judy Garland, Leo McCary, and Bill Frawley are going to be your guests next week.
That's right. Judy, Leo, and Bill are dropping in to talk over my life story, which appears in the March issue of the National Magazine.
What's the name?
Photoplay.
No, I mean your name.
Crosby.
Oh. Well, good night, Bing.
Good night, folks.
This program was produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. Groucho Marx will soon be seen in the Beacon Pictures Corporation production, Copacabana. Tune in to Philco Radio Time next week and hear Bing Crosby, John Scott Trotter, his orchestra and chorus, Skits Henderson, and Bing's guests, Judy Garland, Leo McCary, and William Frawley. And remember, only Philco makes the 1201. It's the newest invention in radio from Philco, the leader.